Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Seattle.
Everything.
Seattle.
I made it up.
Seattle.
Yeah, we'll see. We're not there yet.
Seattle.
Hey, it's Willard from Willard and Dibbs coming up at 2 o'clock. Now back to Steiny and Goo. Steiny and Goo, you're having a great show today, guys. Keep it going.
Hey, my man Willie.
I don't like those things.
And he don't like being lied on, Evan. He sent me a personal text. He said he didn't draft Brock. I've been all ready.
I thought he did.
He did. He sent it to me. Sounded like he was angry. He's like, get it right.
Coming up,
we
at
love
1
you,
o'clock,
Will.
1 o'clock today, we got Chad Brown,
yeah,
former NFL All-Pro. He played 15 seasons in the league.
Good interview. We've talked to him in the
we
past.
We have. He's really good. He played linebacker for Seattle for 8 seasons, and he's currently working with Compass Media as a football analyst. So we'll talk to Chad Brown at 1 o'clock. Of course, the 49ers, they play the Seattle Seahawks, and they're 2.5-point favorites, at least the last I checked.
Yeah, and they'll have Juwan Jennings. That excites me. And, Stani, you had teased Jerry Rice talking to Shasky and Spadoni. What stood out to you? What were you going to play?
A couple things. One was the word of caution he had about Brandon Ayuk, and then we'll get into some of the stuff about Brock Purdy in a second. But the other question we're asking listeners today is
why you love
is there
it?
Any way you can – put into terms why we love football so much, why it absolutely cloaks the other sports in terms of enthusiasm. I mean, for me, it's you get into the Sunday routine, the Sunday ritual, love going over to my buddy's house, watching some games. The fantasy football aspect for me is, you know, kept it kind of interesting too. And the other thing I think's a big part of it is that you, because everybody's really into football, like there's this sense of if you got a favorite team and you like the game, then you're part of a bigger group, which always makes people feel good, right?
A fraternity, Steiny. It sounds like you're describing.
Yeah, sure. Let's go to Jim. Jim's in Martinez. Wants to get us started. What's up, Jim? How you doing?
I am doing awesome. It's my wife's birthday. We're going up to the wine country. The Niners, Seattle. Jawan Jennings is back. Guru. You guys, this is okay. This is like a core thing. And I don't know how everybody else feels, but I'm going to be 67 years old, and I would still go out there and run into people and try to assert, especially with the team. It kind of replaces the terribleness of war, where at the end of it, you can pick yourself up, shake the other guy's hand, and go have a beer or whatever. And I played a lot of football. I played into my 50s on Thanksgiving. We would smash into each other and then sit there having a smoke and a beer. And I played a lot more basketball, and it's close. But there's nothing like football for that physical smash into another guy and see who can, you know, just take him down. And at the end of the day, you're all getting up, hopefully, that people get hurt, and that's the unfortunate aspect of the thing. But it's like a primal, tribal, we're all in it. We're going to my friend DR's house for his birthday on Sunday.
Nice.
Seattle Niners, man. It does not get any better, man. You guys are awesome.
Thanks.
Have a great day.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate the
call. So it's Thursday. He's almost 70, and he's still excited about what's about to be upon him, bestowed upon him for more days. That's what it's about, man.
No doubt. No doubt. And, you know, I remember moving out here in the 90s and just not believing how much of a 49er town this was. And the 49ers own San Francisco when they're playing well, to my way of thinking. And, you know, I Lucas, what are you doing?
He's got a Garoppolo shirt on, Stein. He can't wear that to the summit. But I hate to be the fashion police.
You get distracted so easily.
Well, yes, I do. I do. What was I talking about?
Your love for football.
Yeah, camaraderie.
Yeah.
A lot of camaraderie in football, which I like. Let's go to Bernsey. Bernsey's in Fremont. Wants to jump in. Hey, Bernsey.
Fellas, what's going on? One of the greatest days of the year.
Yeah.
You know, whenever I start to think about it, the three F's come up to my mind. Family, football, and food, right? You get those three, you can have a great day anytime. But what really, you know, when I start thinking about it, it goes back to my Pop Warner days. I lived in Fremont, the FFL days. I still have friends that I played with on those teams, you know? And so, you know, I've been in a fantasy league for 30-plus years. Right, we freaking know each and everyone's favorite team. We make fun of their teams. They make fun of my teams. What about when you're a little kid, right? You usually go after your follow after your father or mother's team.
Mm-hmm.
I did the same, right? I was a big a fan of my dad's team, the Raiders, and he decided to jump ship to the Niners. So that became a fun thing, right? He was Niners, I was Raiders, and now I'm in a no man land, right? I don't have a favorite team anymore, but you know that it's football. Is so much fun, man. I dug up old pictures of me playing today and was sending them out on the text lines. I mean, it is just, it is our, and you know what I think really is? It's our sport. It's America's sport. Europe, all these other countries. I know Canada has a little football, but it's ours, right? And they all look at it, it's like, oh, we love soccer. We don't, you know, no. We love football, real American football. It's ours, and we love it. I don't care what it is. High school, Pop Warner, junior college, college pros. Give it to me all.
Look at him.
Football, boys.
Yeah. Thanks, Bernsey. Bernsey's fired up.
Yeah, he is, and he should be. And you know what, Stoney, while I was hearing him, hearing you just say sweet nothings about the game, I don't want to slight any other sport because, you know, it's like having three kids. You don't have a favorite. It's seasonal for me, right? But when I think about football, I don't know what it's like to play 48 minutes in the league or 9 innings of baseball. But, Stoney, football is truly a gladiator sport. And I think because you have to have your head on a swivel, it's like, I mean, we've seen bad things happen on the football field, and the importance of these players knowing that even there's no time to slip up. And I'm not saying I've watched baseball guys not even knowing they're loafing or basketball team loafing. And we've seen football teams out of it.
But, man, when you step on that field, Stoney, bad things can happen. And from that vantage point, you got to be locked in.
A lot of
you just do.
A lot of people on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line are talking about violence. It's violent, and that's why we love it. You know, like the violence to me,
I ain't a UFC guy.
Obviously,
that's violent.
Is part of it, but for me, it's just I just think it translates perfectly on television. The idea that there's a play. And then there's 20 seconds between the play. And then you get revved up for the next play. There's something about that football-wise that's different than any other sport. Do you think people... You're not a Niners fan like me. Lucas, are you a Niner fan?
Yeah, he is.
Are people more excited for the start of football or the start of the 49ers?
Well, they coincide.
If you're a Niner fan, are you jacked up tonight to watch the Eagles Cowboys?
If you're a diehard 49er fan, I'm putting any team fan, hell yes, because that represents the season has started, Steiny. It's not your game, but there's going to be a game today and another tomorrow, and then the rest take on to go Sunday. So hell yes. All right. I don't know what type of imagination you have, but you used to write, and you still write with words. But the bottom line is, Tiny, I can watch a game, and I do it every Super Bowl, and visualize it as if the star was playing.
You have to do that.
Like that, I got that mastered.
Yeah,
I know how to do that. And that's what Niner fans are going to, and every fan of any team tonight that's not Cowboys or Eagles, That's how much you can taste it and you want it. Like, I'm juice, man. 5:15, and then we get drunk in love. Shout out Beyonce. It's her birthday today, Steiny. We got another game in Brazil tomorrow.
Who's that one?
Kansas City Chargers. I said, come on, man.
Hey, what's going on with Najee Harris?
He has one eye.
And I know you said that. What does that mean?
It means during a 4th of July fireworks celebration, he may or may not have blown a digit.
Man, was it a digit or was it an eye?
We actually don't officially know yet, but I bet that in Brazil tomorrow night, he will be wearing a visor.
Man, so I should not play him. All right.
Oh, you drafted him.
I got Najee.
Yeah, Antioch.
I got a good team.
You don't know
no,
that.
I
what
do
was
know.
Your grade? Did you get your grade in your email? I got a B-.
I think I got a B+, Spadoni said.
They say that's the kiss of death. You want an F or a D-, and then you win the league.
Well,
yeah. Kudos to Lucas and everybody involved and made it happen.
Well, it got off to a late start, but it was pretty good.
He had to go put the draft round one manually.
Oh, boy. Then what's the point?
Hey, I'm proud of you. You didn't get locked out. I was waiting for something from you.
I was on top of it at 4:40.
Look at him. My man. You can say it. Come on, now we family.
A lot of people are worried about you tonight at the summit that you're essentially going to be checked
out. We're going to get our heads bashed in. I'll be fine. I'm locked and loaded.
You going to bet on that game tonight?
If I do, Philly. 8.5.
That's a lot.
They're at home.
They're raising the banners.
Remember the Warriors got their rings? Who beat San Antonio? Beat them by 100 one year. So we'll see. I think Dallas is going to have a better offense. It's just we'll see what Kenny Clark can do and help that defense.
All right. Yeah. Jerry Rice was on with the morning show earlier today. And this was the one that.
Give it to me.
This is the one that I think we gotta think about, and it's regarding Brandon Ayuk and his injury. Listen to Jerry Rice.
We don't know what's going to happen with Brandon Ayuk right now. You know when he's going to be able to get back on the football field. But can I be honest with you guys? Because when I tore my ACL, MCL, guys, to be honest with you, it took me actually about 2 years to really feel comfortable being back on that football field.
And that's coming from the...
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
GOAT. And I know science is a little different than it was when Jerry did that, Steiny, but the bottom line is that's why you need Pearsall, you need D-Rob, Jennings, Kittle, because, you know, when you play that game of, oh, he'll be back by week six, okay, then how long is it going to take for him to ramp up and be himself? But, again, that's why I'm proceeding with caution from this 49ers receivers core standpoint is, man, what is IU? How long is it going to take him to be back? And I just wonder, Steiny, collectively, how do you look at this Niner receiving core? Could it be a weakness? And I like Pearsall. I'm waiting to watch it, but I'm asking you right now on paper without IU, I wonder how scared the Seattle Seahawks are of this receiving core that's coming to town wearing Niner uniforms.
I mean, I look at it as though they have George Kittle. All right.
A stud.
And he's a guy who can really stabilize the passing game. Jennings and Pearsall, to me, are good. Like, yeah. Jennings is a good receiver, and I think they think Pearsall can be really good. But I do, the more I think about it, the more I think the Valdez-Scantling and, you know, making sure they didn't lose Jennings,
yeah,
and making sure he's back in the fold. And obviously Pearsall's a big part of it. I do think that they're operating under the assumption of let's plan on not having IU this year.
And that's why you got Robinson.
Yeah, and I also think that's why maybe they had no interest in trading Jennings, because they don't think they can bank on IU being ready, or at least being the Brandon IU that he's always been. When he comes back immediately. So yeah, we'll find out how that shakes out.
I do have a quick question for you about one Juwan Jennings and Tim Kawakami. Steiny, I really believe he was right with what Jennings was asking for, but are you surprised if those numbers were indeed in the ballpark or they were factual, that this bump, what, about $3 million got it done?
Well, I think the...
What am I missing? Or is Jen is just like, I'm going to play this one out, I'm going to be there for my team, and then boom.
Well, I think when I first heard about the incentives for $3 million, I thought that was genius, because the one thing that probably worries people is, you know, the status of Juwan Jennings throughout the course of the season. And if he's got incentives that are going to pay him if he reaches, you know, a certain yardage or certain catches or plays in a certain number of games, well, then that's probably going to ensure that if he's healthy, he's got to play. So I kind of liked what the Niners did there, because it makes you know, it makes Jennings have to have a pretty good season for him to get that $3 million in incentives. So he's got, you know, he's got a vested interest now in playing all the games and having a great season. Yeah.
And I didn't doubt that part of it, but I thought if he was asking somewhere around 20 or 25, like that's what it was going to take to get his ass back here, but it obviously didn't. And you are right. I never questioned, you know, regardless if they didn't get it done or not, Stein, if he would be mentally there, and I expect him to be come Sunday. But that was a shocker to me.
Let's go to Bay Rob. Bay Rob is in San Francisco. What's up, Bay Rob? How you doing, man?
What's our guy?
Yep.
Steiny and Goo. I ain't hollered at y'all in a while.
Yeah,
man.
He's still here, baby. Yeah.
But, I see y'all. Y'all still holding down. I listen to y'all on the radio. I'm listening. I got my ears open.
Bay Rob.
But the thing about this football, man, that we love, man, we back on the couch every Sunday. It's therapy. It's therapy. We talking to the TV. We yelling at the TV. We talking to ourselves about the plays, man. It's just all good about football. Football is good for everybody, man. Especially men. We get together. We can watch it alone. It's all good, man. Football is back, and I am excited. I'm excited for the Niners. Man, it's just a beautiful thing, man, just to watch it. Mm. And then when it's all said and done, may the best man win.
Hey, Bay Rob, before you go, you got to give us a win total, though, baby. How you feeling?
About the Niners?
Yes, sir.
About the Niners, you know what? Oh. I got to evaluate.
Okay.
I got to evaluate, Goo, before I get to losing it, Goo.
Right.
I got to evaluate first. I got to look and see what's going on. I ain't going to go there. But you already know there's going to be some calls back during the season.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm keeping my eyes on everything. I'm watching everything. I know everything is new. So I ain't going to just jump off the cliff yet. But I'm going to check it out for a couple of weeks. And we definitely going to have something to talk about. Football is back, baby. So I'm going to be calling.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it, Bay Rob.
That's kind of how you would. I expect you to answer a question like that. I'm evaluating.
Yeah.
Some fans just jump in 9, 11.
No, Bay Rob needs to see what he's got.
Is that good, though? Because last year at this time, I think he would have spat out 13. Because I thought they were going to the Super Bowl. A lot of people did, or back. Last year, this time. You got to give me that. Like, there was nothing to, you know what I mean? It's like,
no,
it was a tragic loss in Nevada.
Right.
And they were going to bounce right back.
No. All the signs were that last year was going to be a trouble year. From the day after the Super Bowl, when Ayuk started complaining.
Oh, this is nice.
And then Christian McCaffrey wanting a new deal, and Trent Williams wanting a new deal. And that's what happened that year, last year. Can they bounce back? We'll see. Anybody, let me ask you, here's how.
You're smiling.
Here's how you know whether football is king or not. You have any plans for Sunday, Goo?
Yes. Okay. I'll be in front of the TV from 10 to 8:30.
By yourself?
In the lab.
Like, is that fun when you watching games by yourself? The most people, like, I'd rather watch it with friends.
See, then you're not watching.
What are you talking about?
Real ones. I'm solo dolo. We'll get together during the other days of the week. Sunday, Steiny, I'm at church. Me, the remote. The bathroom, the fridge.
Yeah, I think when you're watching your team, it's a lot easier to watch alone.
That, man.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't want to have like-minded fans with you?
They're distractions.
No, I mean, if they're Cowboy fans or if they're 49er fans, you know what I mean?
Like,
if I'm watching the Niners this weekend with some Niner fans, that's cool.
It's not bad, but I feel like, Evan, I have a helmet on, and I'm on the field when I watch Niners Seattle.
Is that the way
that's
you feel,
me.
Evan?
Yeah, I'd much rather watch it alone.
I have a little drinky-drake, too. Yeah, like, don't forget that part.
I'm not as big of a fan as I used to be, but if I'm really going to sit down and watch like a football game that I'm interested in, that I want to watch every single second of, I ain't watching with a bunch of people.
Evan, People don't know there's a glass that separates you and I in our room, but I want to come just run through it and hug you. What do you mean you're not as big a fan as you used to be? Break that down. I think you are.
I'm an adult now.
Maybe he's like a grown-up. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, when you get married, you run to it more.
Well, like, okay, well, I'll put it this way. I used to watch Lorenzo Neal play football, and I thought that he was one of the greatest players I've ever seen when I was a kid. I now work with Lorenzo Neal.
Wow.
So it's a little harder to be the same starry-eyed fan that I was when I was watching him maul people in 2006.
Yeah, wow. A lot of people, Stoney, I agree with Daryl and Evan. I prefer to watch Raider games by myself or with my son. See, you're a networker. You like that. You like action.
You're absolutely wrong.
When I'm in the lab, I don't even answer the phone.
I don't think that's necessarily healthy, though.
I didn't say it was.
What you're doing.
A lot of people. 49er Frankie's. He's with his daughter. I don't dare call him Bonte. You don't see the Chasky. They're solo. They're in the lab. Spadoni.
Well, okay.
Willard. Listen. Willard will be with his sons.
Okay.
Christy.
Here's the thing, though.
And we go Dibs is solo with the baby.
If you want to watch a game by yourself, that's fine. Like, I don't have any judgment about that.
Well, you just judge me.
No. Well, here's what I judge. I judge these so-called fans who think they're more of a fan than other people because they do watch the game alone. That does not make you a better fan than a guy who wants to watch a game with other people.
It's not all of it, but since you went there, there's something to that. There is definitely something to that.
I agree with a 510 here on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Watching football with the homies, and I'm all locked in.
Yeah.
I like watching it with
playoffs. I do that, you know, with the homies.
All right. What's your preference, 49er fans? With 49er fans by yourself at the game? See, and that's the other thing.
Wow.
I kind of like watching it on TV.
Oh, no, I'm there. I've said it.
Yeah.
The scrum, the fumbles, and you need to quit texting the text line.
Who?
You. Did Guru pay his fantasy fees? Yeah. Look at you.
We got to go. I see you.
Rats!
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. What's the best way to watch a football game? I mean, you're going to be watching 114 of them this year. What's the best way to watch a game? With your friends? Or in a lonely, sad room by yourself? That segment brought to you by Safeway. I'm going to tell you about the summit on the other side.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.